people say when they're talking about it and being ghost, and some folks said, no, so that's a spirit walking and moving. I've heard that expression made. So you didn't see a ghost. It may have been a spirit walking and moving there.
And if somebody asks you to go with him to a haunted house and you don't feel like going, you might say, no,
I ain't going to that place.
All right. Another way of saying that you'd rather prefer not to, not go?
Well, I would not like to go to that place,
right,
the way I'd say it.
If it's cold, but not just terribly cold, how would you use the word cold to describe it? Yes, it's
cool today, very chilly.
All right, and use the word cold and put a word in front of it. Yes, it's blank cold. It's,
well, if it's very cold, I've heard it expressed here in the South, they'd say it's just blank cold today.
Yes.
Some folks would say,
yes,
it's real down cold today.
All right, real cold. What about rather? Would you ever say?
Well, there's some people would use that. That's been used, as I said, to different kind of people that I've met. A lot of people. And
would you ever use rather to say about preferring to go or not to go?
Yeah, you'd use that a whole lot. I'd rather not go. It's too cold. I would rather not go.
Would be the way that if you see somebody and you haven't seen them for some time, what would be the way you tell them that you're glad to see them? How would you say that? Just you're extremely glad to see them.
I'd say I'm tickled, or extremely glad to see you. Come in, let me hug your neck, and all such as that.
All right. Would you ever say, if you say glad, I'm mighty glad, awfully glad, any other ways of saying
it? Yes, that's a lot of people use that, say it, and a lot of people say mighty glad, some say I'm awful glad.
Have you ever heard anybody say I'm right proud to see you?
Yes, I've heard that.
You would never say that?
No, I wouldn't say that unless I was in distress, and I have used that word and said that I am real proud to see you because I need help.
I'm
real proud to see you. All right, proud to see you because I need help. But I wouldn't express that to anybody that I hadn't seen in a long time. As I said, I'd do different about that.
Right. All right, and what about if you're telling somebody about a man who owns a good bit of land? How would you say that? Oh, yes, that's Mr. So-and-so. He owns
several hundred acres of land now. He has a big plantation.
What about right smart? Would you ever use a right smart in connection, a right smart of land, or a right smart to mean a quantity or amount of something?
Well, I've only heard that used very little, but it would be, and like we were out, as I said, on the farm and working a lot of different people, and you'd ask them about something, and they said, I don't know, sir. But he's got a right smart, you know. It would be used like that, but not mostly common with wouldn't be common with educated people.
They'd
more definitely tell you, like I told you, he had a large plantation or he had so many acres.
Yes, sir. All right. And if you're describing something that's so high, or that is different, and you want to say just a small amount, well, it's a, how would you say, just different from something else, let's say?
If I were going to buy something.
And, yes, maybe that. It's expensive. And you would say, well,
That's awful expensive.
All right, and maybe not quite that much expensive, just a bit expensive. How would you say that?
That's more than I would like to pay for it.
All right. That's make a statement like that and use the word high. Well, that's
too high. That's too high.
And if you go in to buy something and they don't have